I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Coordinated bomb attacks on a non-Christian religious sect in Iraq this week, along with the continued persecution of Christians, point to a religious cleansing by Islamic militants. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says the future of the church in Iraq is uncertain. However,
we started a relief project for these kind of people, realizing that this has become a need, especially for our brothers and sisters that have run. We're establishing different safe houses and other places for them to stay and attempting to help them if they indeed decide that they want to immigrate.
Esterbrook says evangelism is still being done one-on-one. Pray for the safety and wisdom of believers in Iraq. Meanwhile, Indonesia is in desperate need of quality education. Speaking from Papua, Mission Aviation Fellowship's Wally Wiley says Indonesian children have poor problem-solving skills, and it's affecting their desire to train nationals to do the work. MAF has plans to open a boarding school to address these needs. Wiley believes the school will make an incredible impact in the country.
It's not just pilot mechanics that we're trying to train. It's grown into much more than that, of enabling them to take their place in many leadership positions. Leaders of government, leaders of the church, and in other areas too.
And new research from Lifeway Christian Resources proves that teens want more than just pizza parties for their youth groups. 1,000 young adults were surveyed this spring. The research indicates when the church helps its youth face the hard everyday issues, they're more likely to stay involved. This means if churches and parents can team up to keep teenagers active at church now, they're likely to stick with it later. Pray that more young adults will see the godly counsel they desire. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, and it's free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.